just like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page. You have appeared to my life, feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands, only to love you. Still I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. We do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. Like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hand.
Hello, welcome to Boy Cousins. My name is Jackson.
I'm Sam.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Free Form Radio.
You're also listening to the last ever, well, let's not say ever, but last Boy Cousins for the time being.
Yeah.
Before my big move.
Your big move. How are you feeling about it? You have time before your move.
Yeah, I leave Boston in like 72 hours, but...
But before your big move.
Big move. Yeah, that's going to come a little bit later. And my big move will consist of a lot of really tiny moves from here, a little bit down, a little bit down, a little bit west, a little bit north, and then there.
Wait, can you say that all again?
Yeah, a little down.
To?
Well, actually, no, a little north to Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
A little down to Massachusetts again.
Yeah?
Just for a night.
Okay. With all your stuff?
Yeah, yeah. And my brother. Mm-hmm. And then down to Alabama, then down to New Orleans, mm-hmm. Down to Austin for a couple weeks, and then up to Colorado.
Wow.
Yeah.
So a lot of so it's very different from... Well, it's not so different from Max Keeble's big move.
No, it's exactly the same. That's the only reason why I'm doing this.
Do you have any big pranks planned?
Yeah, but I can't tell you them or else they wouldn't be a prank.
That's true. I love that movie.
That is a good movie. Oh, what's the name of the McGonagall?
McGonagall? Is that the teacher?
Or is it the frog? What is the frog's name?
Oh, I feel like the frog's name would be more froggy.
McGonagall's a pretty froggy name. Like, if we fall 10 people on the street, I think we get 10 out of 10 being like, that's a frog's name.
Let's see. Oh, actually, I don't know if I'm allowed to plug this on the show.
Max Keeble's big
move? No, I was going to plug Wikipedia, and I was just going to... So I'll just remind everyone that they're doing their big donation drive of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want everyone to think back to the last time they used Wikipedia.
I'll tell you the last thing I searched up on Wikipedia. Beyonce.
And was it within the last 24 hours?
It was in the last 2 hours.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I bet 90% of the people listening to this have looked at something on Wikipedia within the last 24 hours. And it's absolutely free, and there's no ads.
Yeah.
And it's just such a great resource.
Yeah, it's awesome. And I found out exactly what I need to know about Beyonce.
Yeah, what did you need to know?
Well, there's a lot of things. I had a lot of questions, but we were just talking about me watching Homecoming, mm-hmm. because your dad was talking about it yesterday, so I started watching it today. And boy, does it hold up. I'm only like 30 minutes in when I get home. Mm. That's what I'm doing. But I was just Google search. I think I just had to Wikipedia Beyonce just to make sure that she was real, because it's just like everything in that film and in the show is just like beyond life. It's just incredible. And
wow, really?
I just had to kind of reground myself, being like, this is real. Beyonce is real. And I've never been that type of person, you know.
You don't create idols. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, and certainly not, was never on my radar that Beyonce might be one. But I'll tell you, dude, in 30 minutes, it's totally changed. So I got another hour and a half of that film.
McGoogle.
What's McGonagall?
that's the professor from Harry Potter.
That's not like me to know that either. I've only seen like three of those movies, but I guess I saw the one with McGonagall.
Which is all of them.
Oh. Well, there's more than three Harry Potter movies.
All of them have McGonagall in them.
Gotcha. Well, so we're doing a couple things here tonight.
We're doing a lot of things here
tonight. And one of them is we didn't really have a theme coming in once again. But one thing that we're going to try out today is, well, we're going to try two things. One, we're still going to be accepting your calls tonight. This looks like we're looking at some of the data before. This is our highest listened to show.
Mm-hmm.
Still going country to country, or state to state rather, but a lot of different states here tonight. So we'll keep some good stuff rolling for y'all. There's a lot of you out there tonight. But yeah, we've got some records that we're going to play, straight up vinyl records that we're going to figure out how to play, and then play them. And then also we've got a phone line, so give us a ring at our phone line. It is something that is above me, so I can't read it.
It is 855-915-9636.
Cool. So give us a call, or just call us on our phones. Shoot us a voice memo of your recording if you want us to play it on the air. We'll still do that.
Please do.
I've got three songs that I'm going to play real quick before we get rolling with the vinyl, and maybe some phone calls if we can get them patched through. And first one, you guessed it, Taking It From Homecoming. Not Beyonce, though. Just a little extra.
Max Keeble, this one's for you.
We got snares, cymbals, quads, and bass. It's time for you to get a little taste of the only drumline certified by the Queen Bee. Guaranteed to show up and show out on your ass anytime, anyplace, anywhere. Introducing the Buzz.
Yeah.
Tell us what we just heard, Sam.
Heard a couple good things. The last song you just heard was Hand Clap Song from the Meters, New Orleans' very own. Before that, you heard Greyhound by Pell, also from New Orleans.
Oh, my goodness.
And then before that, it was the bzzz drum line from Homecoming Live, Beyonce. All good stuff.
All good stuff. Quick fun fact.
Yeah.
There were 3 cameos in Max Keeble's Big Move.
3 cameos?
3 cameos.
Can I guess? Can you give me a hint?
Yeah, one easy one. There's one that I am not familiar with.
Give me the hint for the one that you know.
Skateboarder.
Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
Next.
And then second one. Rapper, actor, entrepreneur, and model.
Diddy.
Nope. Debut single is My Baby.
Is that the Always Be My Baby? That song?
No.
Can I get another hint?
Yeah, I can tell you about his early life.
Okay.
He is the son of rapper and entrepreneur Master P and former rapper
Bow Wow.
C. No.
Master P's kid?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Lil Romeo.
Oh my. I just can't believe I
that's honestly pretty embarrassing.
You know why it's embarrassing? One, I listen to Master P more frequently than I would admit, but two, I'm from New Orleans.
Yeah.
And I just played a whole bunch of New Orleans music, and then I thought Lil Romeo was Master P's kid. Well, you know.
And then the third was a guy named Marcus Hobson, also a rapper from Los Angeles, California. So I wouldn't expect you to know that.
Well, I'm guessing everything now. Yeah. I didn't even know Lil Romeo. Now, who's Bow Wow's dad?
Alfonso Moss.
That's not Master P. I would play a Master P song right now, but that might literally hurt some people just listening to that.
I am unfamiliar with Master P.
You're unfamiliar?
Yeah.
Good stuff. I mean, it was like late 90s, early 2000s, right before like Baby Gangsta hit the scene, which was like Juvenile and Lil Wayne and that whole crew from New Orleans. So, but Master P was like a really good basketball player too, and he played in the NBA for like one season.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
and then stopped to be a rapper, or
no, he was still he was like it was while he was a rapper.
Oh wow!
Think about like someone like
It's gonna be hard. I don't know a lot of basketball players.
Well, no, I'm saying think of a rapper
right
now.
Oh, that's perfect for me.
Think of a rapper.
Who's that one with the red braids?
Lil Yachty. Like, if Lil Yachty made it to the league, it would be like that.
Wow. That'd
be so weird. Yeah, it would be so strange. But that's what Master P did. But yeah, he's good. He's still good. He was like, if you want to know what it feels like to, like, drive a car through a brick wall, you could listen to Master P. So yeah.
Okay, good to know I ever am searching for that feeling.
Yeah. There's a lot of music that like embodies what it would feel like to drive through a brick wall, but we can't play any of that music because it's too good. But yeah.
So tell the people what we have coming up next, Sam.
We're going to be spinning some records.
Yeah, we are.
This is a WMFO treat, to be honest. It's pretty rare that someone goes into the vault. These are two hand-picked songs from Jackie and I, so let's play them first, because you'll know some. You might know all if you're a select few, but enjoy them.
Enjoy them.
Enjoy them.
And we hope you enjoy them more than anything.
Because here's the thing. When you go into a vault, it's dusty, so you gotta knock off the cobweb somehow.
No sunshine. Oh!
There it is. Hey-o!
It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Cause she's always gone too long. Time she goes away, wondering this time where she's gone, wondering if she's gonna stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. I know. Hey, you're gonna leave young thing alone. Cause ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day.
Sometimes I look around and I wonder about the situation of this world. We must find a way to make this world a better place, and we must do it before it's too late. But the answer is quite simple. we've got to do what we know is right. He gave us the plan how to treat our fellow man. Our destiny is in our hands. We must learn to love. We must learn to love, and we must do it now. To give, to share, to show someone you care. Is all about. Just think about our children. It's our duty. Teach them to love and to give of themselves, and God's word to obey. Yes, the answer is quite simple. We've got to do what we know is right. He gave us the plan how to treat our fellow man. So our destiny is in our own hands. Oh, we must learn to love. We must learn to love. Do now. To give, to share, and to show someone you care. That's what living is all about. Can you tell me, tell me, tell me,
why do we waste so
a long time ago that you didn't want me. You didn't love me no more. I wanna know, oh, what makes me be. Do you believe me, child, or fool? I know you told me are just about to break a day. Reach over and feel a pillow, where your baby used to lay. Then you put on your crown, like you never cried before. Oh Lord, yeah, you'll even cry so loud. You'll give the blues to your neighbor next door. Ever since you were 5 years old, I've been a fool for you, little girl. Way down in my soul, I'm a little fool for you. So I know.
We have a special guest here today.
Hey, can you hear us, special guest?
I sure can.
That's so exciting.
I wonder if the audience can hear. Can you say something else? Can you introduce yourself?
Hello, everyone. I am the other boy cousin, not alive in the flesh, but through the phone. My name is Ben, and I'm happy to be here today.
It's really great to have you here, Ben.
Ben, a couple things. Have you been enjoying listening to Boy Cousins and its short but historic run?
I honestly have. Like, it's been something that, I mean, I haven't been able to listen to it live because I usually have class on Mondays. Mm-hmm. During when the set runs, but it's always something that I look forward to each week, and have you know, listened through the archive to catch up on all things Boy Cousins. So it's been a sweet treat, you know, for me down here in Texas.
Down there in Texas, wow.
So you know, considering that this is our last show for the time being, this would be probably the part where we'd run the montage of all the great moments, but. We forgot to pile it together.
There would be so many great moments.
So tell us your favorite moments, Ben.
Favorite moments? What do you mean by favorite moments?
Your favorite moments from the show.
Yeah, just like top 10, top 20. I know it'll be hard to pick.
Top 25?
Start at your least favorite moment and then work to your favorite moment.
So one of my favorite moments from the show was honestly the first one that I listened to that. I think Sam was on. I think it was Halloween.
Yep.
And,
that was a good one.
Yeah, and I think y'all like gave some hot takes about Halloween, and I remember I was working on an assignment, but it was just like really funny, and I was laughing really hard, and so that one was probably one of my favorites because one, it was a lot of y'all talking, and I like that, but I also like y'all's musical tastes and talent, so. That was good. I think the episode where y'all sang was excellent, and I wish there was more time for y'all to sing more.
Oh, there's always time for us to sing.
Always time.
the what was it? The phone reading where y'all's phones would read stuff.
That wasn't a phone. That was just another person in the studio. Guest, yeah. So you're off base on that one. Sorry, brother. But
we hear you.
Yeah. But those have been some of my top moments.
They've also been like the only moments from the show. So I'm glad you can remember that. Does make us feel good.
That was more than I can remember.
Yeah. We've got some more music coming your way, Ben. It's been great talking to you. I'll see you in a couple of days.
Yeah, I'll see you in like 48 hours.
All right, so you know the deal. Give us the Boy Cousin sign out, the one that everyone loves to do.
Everyone's favorite. Crispy.
Everyone's favorite. Come on, say it.
I don't know what.
No, come on, you know it, buddy. Know. Come on, do it. The with all the energy that we do it, just sign off. Come on.
Okay. I don't know what y'all are talking about.
Ben, I'm going to give you one more shot, or we're going to cut this segment. You've got one more chance. Do it with a lot of energy. There are literally thousands of people listening right now that would love to have this opportunity to get onto the mic, and you've got it, buddy boy. So just let it rip. Let's hear it.
Boy Cousins.
That was from our old show. Okay, goodbye, Ben.
That was lovely.
I just want to apologize for everyone that had to hear that, but that was from an old Boy Cousin show that ran on WMFO. Hey, Ben, thanks for calling, and sorry I just hung up on you without saying bye. We just had a lot of fun spinning those records, so we're going to spin a couple more. You heard Ray Charles, Bill Withers, and what was that other gospel choir?
Gospel choir.
Capital G, capital C-H-O-I-R.
Next up we have... By the Bend in the River by Dinah Washington.
And then after that, you're going to hear Boston local band Plan 9 dealing with the dead vinyl. You're going to hear Step Out of Time.
Oh, wait. I'm changing my mind.
Okay, that's fair. So, I'm not, because I've never heard this vinyl before, so we're going to completely risk what we're going to be hearing.
So what... What we'll actually be hearing is a version of Round Midnight by Betty Carter.
Love it.
And I guess we'll just hope for the best. Here we go.
Away we go. Yeah, buddy. You just...
Cheeks and lips and keys that are scary. When I take you out in a surrey. When I take you out in a surrey with the fringe on top. Watch the fringe and see how it flutters. When the gutter's high step is fluttered. Nosy folks are peeking the shutters and our eyes wheel pop. The wheels are yellow, the upholstery's brown. The dashboard's genuine leather. With a thin glass curtains you can roll right down. In case there's a change in the weather. Two bright side lights winking and blinking. Ain't no finger rig, I'm thinking. You can keep your rig if you're thinking that I care. To a swamp for the shiny little survey with the fringe on the top. Chicks and ducks and geese that are scurvy. When I take you out in the survey. When I take you out in a survey with the fringe on top. Watch the fringe and see how it flutters. When I got those high stuff the shutters. Those who folks are thinking the shutters and our eyes will evolve. The wheels are yellow, pay up on speed time. If that's first genuine leather, with its thin glass in, you can run right down. In case there's a change in the weather. Two bright sidelights are winking and blinking. Ain't no finger rig on my finger. You can keep the rig if you're thinking that I care.
How do you think the show's going, man?
You know, I mean, you mean this one or just generally? Because I think this show's going really great.
I think this is our best show yet.
It might be our best show yet, and it's so fitting because it's a big finish, which is what the show needed.
And I think that was really smart of us to start really small, and then finish with basically a worldwide audience.
It's kind of amazing our growth, and I am also excited by the future that I see for this show.
This is a bad time, but the future's now. It's over, man.
But there...
We'll still be cousins.
We'll still be cousins.
That's for sure. Yeah.
We'll still be
And
boys.
It's not you. It's fully me.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. You know, we could have really had something.
Yeah. Well...
If you hadn't.
What I'll ask you to do is... Every time you close your eyes and you hear this song... Think of me. Do
of a very old, beautiful tune by Thelonious Monk. New lyrics by Babs Gonzalez. So strange, and it's blue.
Did you know that you could save 100 animals per year just by adopting a meat-free diet? That's right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive too. And to start off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So, what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to the PETA website link, then fill out the form there to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit, or view the online version that's posted there. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer lasting life. It has everything from recipes and tips on eating out to health information and videos. That's PETA.org. This has been a public service announcement from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals and your tomato, mushroom, and onion-loving friends here at WMFL. Jackson, you want to get some vegan tacos after this?
Let's do it.
Nice.
Thank you all for listening. And not just to this show, but to all our past shows.
Yeah, it's meant the world to us. And to get all those comments from all the listeners, from you know...
All the calls.
Thank you so much for calling in. Thanks for listening from around the country, around the globe. Thousands of listeners. I know we couldn't take all of your calls for the last, you know, 6-7 weeks. But hey, we'll always be in your hearts.
This has been...
Boy Cousins.
But for me, music is the thing, you know. Do that as much as you can. It's, you know, just, I mean, being alone and playing music is probably the best of all.
when she thought nobody else was around. She's got to be somebody's baby. Must be somebody's baby. It's when the cars and the signs and the streetlights light up the town. She's got to be somebody's baby. Must be somebody's baby. She's got to be somebody's baby. She's so. She's